Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, the 26th day of February, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. And boy, do we have some very informative guests joining us today. We've got Art Aceveda, the Austin police chief, has been set up for 2 weeks to come on today. He's in the middle of international controversy in foreign newspapers, national papers, you name it, for saying, hey, at least Austin police don't rape and shoot and torture people, which actually is a statement I've made that as bad as some of the Austin police are, they're better than most cities I've been to. He said that in an off-the-cuff remark, and I've actually said that to him in studio before, and now it's a big deal. But the reason I've got him coming on is talking about the federalization of law enforcement, where he stands on the Second Amendment, and more. Mike Adams is going to be popping in on his article from naturalnews.com that's up on Infowars.com. Google robots, Kurzweil's AI, and why self-aware machines will inevitably seek to destroy humanity. He's going to be popping in. And Chris Driscoll, the gentleman who was wearing a pro-Second Amendment shirt and got thrown out of a voting booth, that story made national news, and we broke it last week. That is coming up as well. By the way, he reached out to us, and we're excited about it. Tucker Carlson of the Daily Caller and Fox News is going to be in studio in the first hour Friday. That's the only hour he can do it, but he'll be in studio with us for a lively discussion and debate about the future of libertarianism, Republican Party, and more. So I think it'll be a friendly discussion but slash debate with Tucker Carlson coming up in studio Friday when he's here in Austin, where we broadcast from, obviously. So that's coming up. And we have some really special guests tomorrow. Tomorrow we have the retired state police officer from Connecticut who's been investigating Sandy Hook and being threatened and harassed. And clearly Sandy Hook is staged. We don't know exactly what happened. I want to be clear. It's kind of like if the cops know you're lying about something and they know your story doesn't fit and they know you're involved somehow and they know your official story isn't true, they still don't know what exactly went on. You understand? But we're going to be talking to school shooting expert threatened over Sandy Hook investigation, was told to back off if bad things are going to happen to him. Wolfgang Halbig is going to be joining us tomorrow for a full hour to be talking about what's happening with that situation. I believe they killed real kids. We know they were having a drill. We know they had actors that came out and put out the official story and got caught acting. And we've got footage of the known CIA operative, Anderson Cooper, with a green screen, blue screen, with his nose disappearing. And you can see a loop of footage shot there at the square in Connecticut, there in Sandy Hook. And you see bags blowing, and then the bag blows the same way again. I mean, it's a loop, folks. So something's going on. And they caught a Homeland Security federalized cop. They caught a Homeland Security federalized cop in the same black top camo pants, was arrested minutes after the whole thing started when local police showed up. And then they said, oh, we never stopped anybody. It's made up, even though there's helicopter footage. They later had to admit it. So there's a cover up there. All the signs are there. All the signs are there that it was a drill. And we don't know what else happened there. But it was all staged to get our guns. We know that. And so that's coming up tomorrow. I just wanted to let you know about that because it's very important. Now, when we come back, gold rises a 17-week high on signs of U.S. economy sputtering. That's Bloomberg. Putin orders combat readiness test for Western Central Russian troops. And the big one, we told you the IRS is coming for your bank account and to garnish your wages and to take your tax refund for Obamacare. Of course, Obama promised you that wouldn't happen.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have Eden right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It is Wednesday, the 26th day of February, 2014. The embattled Austin police chief, Arde Saveda, is scheduled to be in studio. He's made international headlines in the last week with statements after the police tackled and arrested a woman who was jogging, wearing earbuds, listening to music, and did not hear their command to stop. And he said, hey, she's lucky she didn't get raped like other police departments would do. And then he gave examples of police raping women. And I guess it really is a real argument. As sneaky and slick as Arde Saveda is, he does have the will to come in on air and argue with me and debate. And he does say off-the-cuff things that I actually agree with. It shows how much trouble this country is in, that we ought to be glad they're just not raping people like some other big police departments are. But that's not why I've got him coming on, but we'll raise that issue with him at the bottom of the third hour. By the way, one of my friends went out to eat in downtown last week, and about 10 o'clock at night was leaving after the business meeting. And he got pulled over, with him and his buddy, and both of them are not One of them hardly drinks. The other person hasn't had anything to drink in 17 years. He's proud of that. And the cop screams at him, get out of the car. He's like, well, what have I done? Well, just get out of the car, and you're gonna breathe in this breathalyzer using the force, using threat. Okay, I'll breathe in the breathalyzer. And then no alcohol found. So the other guy says, I haven't had anything to drink in 17 years. He screams at him and says, I don't believe you. Shut up, liar. And that all goes on. And he said the cop looked like he was about 19 years old and was just screaming at him the whole time. And I just don't know if I can handle this anymore. In a so-called free country, being treated like that. Now, most awesome police do not act like that. And I know we're a nationwide radio show. It's just that more and more, it's like we're in Fallujah and I'm an Al-Qaeda operative is the way I'm being treated or something. Like I'm a terrorist, and I've just quite frankly had enough of it. But that's coming up. We're going to have open phones, obviously, today and cover a ton of news. Rand Paul is the GOP's early presidential frontrunner. While the establishment hopes for a governor to emerge, he is quietly putting together a formidable operation. Rand Paul and then, of course, Ted Cruz are libertarian conservatives and are the guys that helped beat the gun grab in the Senate. People can say, oh, they're not perfect on this or that. They're light years better than Hillary Clinton. They're light years better than Chuckie Schumer. They're light years better than Harry Reid and Barack Obama. And they have ideas that will help get this country back on track. And it shows how awake this country is that just 3 years ago, Rand Paul was seen as a radical and as a long shot. And the Republican establishment lined up to try to beat him in the primaries in Kentucky. And the Democrats lined up against him. Big business lined up against him. But it failed. And it's an example of how libertarian constitutionalists can take over the Republican Party. Now, just 2 months ago, Ted Cruz was the front runner in polls and with money to be able to run for president. But Rand Paul started getting more hardcore and saying, why is Bill Clinton raising money when he's a known serial rapist, sexual predator? Why is the system and feminist not going after this guy? And Rand Paul is back in the news today. In CBS News, Rand Paul, Democrats should be embarrassed to be seen with Bill Clinton. Exactly. He's calling out the shame of these people. And that's how you win, is calling the other side out on Benghazi, on Fast and Furious, on Solyndra, on shutting down our power plants, on Obama acting like a dictator, on Obamacare. But you don't see any of the Republican blue bloods doing any of this, do you? Zero. All you see them doing is running around like Tasmanian devils with their heads cut off, chickens with their heads cut off, trying to beat the Tea Party. Because the globalists have already conquered this nation. They've already conquered us through fraud, illegitimately. And so now they've just got to have the illusion of choice between Republican and Democrat. But if the Tea Party comes in and takes over, well, then there's actually a second party in this country, and there's choice, and people will realize there's hope, and they will get behind good candidates, and then the process can be reversed. We can start going back on the path of prosperity. Because I don't care how much power the globalists have. Once they've been identified, once they've been exposed as scamsters and fraudsters and basically kleptocrats, it's game over. And we have the tools right now, ladies and gentlemen, to absolutely bring this corrupt oligarchy down. But we have to get aggressive if we've got any hope of ever doing that. Okay, let's get into some of the news here. I just mentioned this. IRS warns Obamacare tax must be paid with tax return. Agency employs Orwellian term, shared responsibility payment, to describe Obamacare individual tax mandate. And they go on the IRS website to say that you will be made to pay it and to report on yourself in your tax return and that they're going to come for your money. The term shared tax responsibility payment refers to Obamacare individual mandate tax, one of at least seven tax hikes in the Obamacare law that directly hit families making less than $250,000 per year. And, of course, they're talking about garnishing wages, not sending tax refunds, and grabbing money out of bank accounts. The IRS goes on to say if you've not paid the $5,000 fine or gotten the so-called health care, you may owe a shared responsibility payment when you file in 2015. Did you hear that? They're going to call it the shared responsibility payment, and the IRS is going to collect. It's like when they hired 17,000 new IRS agents in the bill. They went, no, we're not going to tax you. The IRS isn't going to take that money. I mean, it's in the bill, and it's a law, but we're not going to. Now, let the bill pass. Yeah, shut up, racist. Everybody knows they're not going to tax this liar. Well, it's in the bill. You need to shut up, teabagger. And now we see it all unfolding from the IRS's own website. And meanwhile, Obama is running around going, oh, I'm going to waive it for a year. I'm going to, only for big corporations, not for individuals. I mean, it is a giant screw job, ladies and gentlemen. And they're getting away with it, so why not? Next, they're going to take your bank accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs, and take a large percentage of it, nationalizing it. That's all being announced, already being done in Europe. Bail-ins, they're going to take large slices of your bank account money and threaten that the stock market's going to tank if you don't. That's how they hold you hostage. It's the same program over and over and over again. And they're placing more and more capital controls on cash and other systems. Here's a Washington Post article. Obama administration health law. Health law's new rules will increase costs for most small businesses. Yes, it'll make people cut hours and lay folks off. But hey, it can always go on welfare. And Breitbart reports perpetual amnesty. Minors illegally crossing Texas border on the rise because their parents can then be brought in under the new amnesty law that Obama's implementing by fiat. So that's just some of the news on that front. Continuing here today, gold rises to 17-week high on signs of U.S. economy sputters. Well, it's on the weakening dollar. That's why they artificially keep gold down. That even came out in the Financial Times of London 2 days ago in a big report that they then pulled today, 2 days later. Didn't retract it, didn't say it was wrong, just deep-sixed it. Zero Hedge is reporting on that right now, and that's also up on Infowars.com. Continuing here, gold futures climbed to the highest in almost 17 weeks on speculation that a sputtering U.S. economy will boost demand for the metal as an alternative investment. U.S. consumer confidence fell more than forecast in February from January. An index from the New York-based Conference Board showed today. Home prices rose at a slower pace in the 12 months that ended in December, according to a separate report. Russia's deputy finance minister said Ukraine faces a high chance of defaulting on its sovereign debt. Gold has gained 12% this year. Told you that was coming. They can only artificially suppress it so long. Here's a big report up on Infowars.com from last night. And I'm going to ask Don and Kit to put this back in the tiles on the front page of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com because it's a big deal. We told you this was coming in Connecticut. Surrender your firearms, Connecticut tells unregistered gun owners. That's right. And New York is banning anything over 10 rounds and SWAT teaming people. State orders owners of newly banned unregistered firearms to turn them all in. State of Connecticut is now demanding that gun owners across the state turn in all newly banned unregistered firearms and magazines or face felony arrest. The state police special licensing and firearms unit began mailing out notices to gun owners who attempted to register their firearms and accessories with the state but did not do so in time for the January 1st deadline of Connecticut's newly enacted gun law. Their answer is turn them in. The law bans the sale of magazines holding over 10 rounds. Assault rifles is anything semi-automatic. We are returning your application for assault rifle certificate, large capacity magazine declaration because it is not received or postmarked prior to January 1st, 2014, was required by law. So there you go. It wasn't just registered to them. It was actually a confiscation law. 90%+ were unable to register. The SWAT teams are coming.
Huge Mountain House sale at Emergency Essentials. Right now, get 25% off every can. Go to BePrepared.com for the guaranteed lowest price you'll find anywhere. Mountain House freeze-dried meals are famous for their proven 25-year shelf life, delicious flavors, and easy preparation. This week only, save 25% on over 30 Mountain House varieties. For the best selection, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Renaissance Charge, have you ever wondered if you can make your car run on 100% electric power for free? Is it now possible? How about a device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this device could also restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? The Renaissance Charge cutting edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. 208-772-4514.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Hey guys, pull up that Zero Hedge article that has the screenshot of the Financial Times deep sixing that story. I want to get into that. Thanks. Again, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday edition. Imagine Connecticut, where they tell you got to go register all your semi-autos and your magazines and clips And then the government offices weren't open long enough. People were unable to do it. A lot of folks just didn't do it because it's unconstitutional. And now the state police are sending them letters saying, we're getting ready to come arrest you. You're not allowed to register it now. You just got to turn them all in. Law-abiding citizens. This is an illegitimate government. More and more. And we're not saying the average person that works for the system is a bad person. We don't want to be your enemy. But you've got to stop following these unconstitutional orders. The American people have got to stop following it. You've got election fraud. You've got all sorts of criminality going on. You've got illegals allowed to vote all over the country and being given driver's license while citizens are harassed. I mean, it's unprecedented how you're penalized if you try to work in the system and do what you're told in this country. And it's getting worse and worse by the day. Now, speaking of things being rigged, it came out with LIBOR internationally. They're rigging interest rates. A few years ago, even Rolling Stone had a cover story about everything is rigged was the headline. All the major IRAs, all the major stocks, all the major derivative funds. It's rigged, folks, for insiders to be able to take over. There's the headline. Everything is rigged. The biggest price-fixing scandal ever. And that means that select insiders get to take over all the markets, not because of productivity, not because of quality, not because of competition, but because their combine is in control. This is what the right wing won't explain to you. They say all corporations are perfect and are good. The left says all corporations are bad, only government is good. When it's a fascist model, a corporatist model on top, a fascist model on top with socialism on the bottom as a tool of domestication and control. This is the type of issue we're talking about here. And it's not my opinion that we've had world currency devaluations, especially in the dollar in the last 30 years. I mean, when I started promoting gold in 1996, it was $300 an ounce or less. It peaked almost at 2000. I didn't sell one piece of gold or silver I bought. Silver went up to 50, went back down to 20. I didn't sell a single piece of it. Because I fundamentally know that they're devaluing paper across the board, all sorts of financial instruments in a bubble. And in the final equation, gold and silver and platinum and palladium and copper and so many other commodities traded on the open mercantile exchange are going to go up. And the elites, universities, governments, they're all hoarding it as well. They're net sellers of paper gold to short the market, naked short it, but they're overall hoarders and massive owners of the metals physically. Now, let's get into Bloomberg. Gold rises to 17-week high on signs U.S. economy sputters. The Consumer Confidence Index, home prices, all of it points towards the Federal Reserve cutting, and we were really in a slump in 2013. We've been in a slump since 2008. Now, let's continue here. Here is the Financial Times of London. Zero Hedge was able to save it. Here is the Financial Times gold price manipulation article that was removed. 2 days ago, FT, the most prestigious financial paper in the world, released a clear, informative, and fact-based article titled, simply enough, Gold Price Rigging Fears Put Investors on Alert, in which author Madison Marriage, I'll try to get them on, guys, citing a report by the Fighters Consultancy revealed that global gold prices may have been manipulated 50% on occasions between January 2010 December 2013. By the way, we ought to get Ted Anderson on the show sometime today to talk about this. And now they've pulled the article. We have a screenshot of that where they said, sorry, the page you're looking for does not exist. They didn't retract it. They deep-sixed it. But it turns out the Financial Times of London, and we have this article mirrored on Infowars.com, turns out the Financial Times story was saved so that you can actually go read what they said. That's the great part about the internet, or internets, as George W. Bush puts it. When we come back, we have more on Chase imposes new capital controls on cash deposits. One of my crew members has an account there and confirmed this yesterday, trying to deposit some cash. His wife, that's coming up. We're going to get into the latest on the situation in the Ukraine. It's incredibly serious. And a lot more, and I will get more into this polio-like illness that's spreading on the West Coast. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Liars, liars, liars. You've been lied to a lot. You can't make money in today's market, or the market's too risky. Not true. At least not the way I do it. $100 at a time. I'm Anthony Lowell, inventor of the low-risk trading system, and I'm killing the market right now. I often make $1,000 a day, never risking more than $100. I'm so confident you can make money my way that I'll give you my complete $1,000 system absolutely free.
I was afraid of the markets. Not anymore.
I'm not rich, but I risked $100, and it worked.
To me, this is the most sensible, safe way to make money.
This is a proven, low-risk way to make money, and I want to give it to you free.
Visit FreeSystem101.com. The first 500 visitors to FreeSystem101.com will receive Making Money in a Bad Economy. That's FreeSystem101.com. Don't miss this opportunity. It's free. FreeSystem101.com. Please read the full risk disclosure on the free membership site.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
New World Order.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live.
Make that same mistake.
Weekends, two-hour transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Weeknights, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. All right, folks, thank you for joining us. We've been reporting on Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all of them basically trying to stop you from wiring money out of the country. All those announcements the last few months. And now the big banks are announcing that when you have a bake sale or you have a food truck or whatever the case is, that when you deposit cash, you've got to show ID when you deposit it, even though it's got an assigned bank account, even though it's got an assigned deposit point into the person's account, you're going to be treated like a criminal for the database. This is all part of capital controls and to track any type of underground economy. Meanwhile, the big mega banks launder $500 billion a year in North America alone of drug money on record and don't get in trouble. But you depositing $5 will be treated like a criminal. And a lot of big banks are saying they're not going to even let you deposit cash anymore. They want to get rid of cash or make you pay and penalize you. So we reported on this last week. Chase imposes new capital controls on cash deposits. Now, one of my crew members brought this in this morning. We already had a screenshot of this letter, but we actually have the physical card that they were given, where you can't just drive in and put the cash in an envelope in the night drop. You've got to wait till the day and drive through and show them your ID so it can be put in the database. Important news. See, it's not police state changes treating you like a prisoner. It's news. Important news about cash deposits. When making a cash deposit, please deposit only into personal accounts that list your name. Be ready to show a valid ID for deposits for personal and business accounts. Please talk to us about alternative deposit options. We're happy to help. J.P. Morgan Chase, NA member, FDIC, and Federal Reserve shareholder, I should add. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is going on. That is unfolding. That is what is happening. And we live in a completely rigged system that is accelerating towards internal capital controls, another telltale sign on our road to tyranny. I want to get to some other news here. But first off, I know the guys gave it to me, but I can't find it. Will you give me another video list, please? Thank you very much. And I know there's some video clips and reports that I want to get to as well. And we do have the winner up on Infowars.com right now of the NSA-TSA tyranny contest, because the NSA and TSA have been threatening people with arrest, suing people, and threatening suits that are critical of them. And so we funded back in December a $10,000 one winner, first place winner prize, and hundreds of great videos got produced. Everyone is a winner that entered the contest, and some of the videos got 500,000 views, some of the biggest ones. A lot of the others got hundreds of thousands of views, so millions of people ended up seeing this, and you've done a great job. The winner is Dick Johnson, TSA Wonderkind, by David Kirk West, writer, director, cinematographer, and it deals with the pre-screening. That's really NSA pre-screening, where they track everything you do and use the TSA as the front to data mine all your information. It's now causing a lot of controversy, obviously, because it's totally unconstitutional. We're going to be airing part of this a little bit later on the show, though it's more, obviously, constructive and inducive to see how good it is watching it. The video is up on Infowars.com right now. Again, we probably want to check my computer in here, because even an hour after an article goes up, it won't show me new stories on this computer. It's very strange, because I know he put it up before the show even started, and as you can see on my computer, it is not the top story. But on your computer out there, it is the top story up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to send it out on Twitter and on Facebook, and it's a good way to fight back against their tyranny, to send this on to the rest of the folks on your Facebook, to send this on to the rest of the folks on your Twitter. But coming up in the next break, I will tweet it, and I will Facebook it out there for everybody. Now, continuing here with the news, I want to get your take on Obamacare. From Obamacare supporters, you know that they promised you could keep your doctor, you could have pre-existing conditions, you wouldn't be kicked off your insurance. It would cut the cost down to the cost of a phone bill or cable bill. Of course, it's done the opposite. And now the IRS is announcing they will be taking it out of your bank account and out of your wages on the IRS website. Headline, IRS warns Obamacare tax must be paid with tax return. And or they will take it and give you penalties and interest with the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. And the Supreme Court has ruled this is a tax to the offshore banks openly. So I think that's really one of the biggest stories out there today. And the bigger story is, why isn't it being repealed? Only Rand Paul and Stockman of Texas and Cruz of Texas and Walter Jones of North Carolina and a few others are actually calling for its repeal. John Boehner and others are doing nothing. And the argument with some blue bloods is some of the so-called country club Republicans, the idiots, or those that get money off government contracts. Oh, Obamacare will hurt Obama, so we need to let it go through. That's completely immoral, A. B, the Republican leadership helped write it. It's for foreign insurance companies and offshore banks. It's criminal. And so you will all be held accountable as well for this monstrosity that's designed to destroy our health care system further, bankrupt the country, and make people basically become dependent on the system and go on welfare and get their hours cut from 40 to 25 hours. The list goes on and on. I mean, this is such an abomination, and the Tea Party's going to use it to sweep to power if we get behind them. And I mean the real libertarian Tea Party that Ron Paul started, that I helped start when he first ran for office back in 2007. That's what we're talking about, is the real Tea Party, ladies and gentlemen, of 8-9 years ago. Not the one the Republicans tried to create to absorb things. That failed. And so now the whole system's coming after them. And I know I talk about that a lot, but 2014 is the key election year, balance of power. You've got to get libertarians in as Republicans to block this whole thing. And that's why the enemy says that's the main threat and is spending all their time trying to beat it. They discussed that at Bilderberg meetings the last 3 years. They are scared. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air here today. But I want to get your take on all of this. By the way, the Austin police chief is going to be in studio coming up for 30 minutes in the last hour today, and I thought I'd play this clip where he said at least they're not sexually assaulting people from one of his press conferences. Here's the headline, police chief forced to apologize over comments saying that at least a jogger didn't have to deal with police who sexually assaulted her like other police departments have recently been caught doing. And the footage is out there of the woman jogging with the earbuds in on her iPad or iPod. She can't hear them, so they tackle her, slam her on the ground, and take her to jail. I mean, it's bad enough to tackle somebody because you said they're, quote, jaywalking. But then why didn't you still give her a ticket? Why'd you take her to jail? Because it's all about the government's dominance and its authority and its power and teaching you not to stand up. Here is a excerpt of what the police chief said.
Ricky Melendez and Chris Quintero were sitting across the street. Quintero doesn't think the officer did run up beside her, like Acevedo said.
I think he grabbed her slightly from behind, and it may not be from far behind, but enough to where she didn't notice who was grabbing her right away.
Whether or not he grabbed her by behind, it's not relevant. At some point, she knows it's a cop. The cop asked her a lawful question that she is lawfully required to answer, and she didn't. That's why she went to jail.
Acevedo says the woman was only arrested for failure to identify, not resisting arrest. He says if he had arrested her, he wouldn't have been so generous.
And at the end of the day, that officer has to stop him somehow. He didn't tackle her to the ground.
Now they jumped on
her. You know, it's kind of interesting what passes for controversy in Austin, Texas. Thank you, Lord, that it's a controversy in Austin, Texas, that we actually had the audacity to touch somebody by the arm and tell them, oh my goodness, Austin police are trying to get your attention. In other cities, cops are actually committing sexual assaults on duty. So I thank God that this is what passes for a controversy in Austin, Texas.
I mean, I kind of agree with that statement, that just because other departments are so bad on average, big departments, doesn't mean that it's okay. And by the way, they did grab her and twist her arm on her back and put her on the ground. So more baloney from Arde Saveda. coming up in studio. That's not the main reason I was getting him on. We got a report we're going to premiere later today if we have time, or it'll be on the nightly news tonight. Shakari Jackson went out yesterday to a man on the street asking folks what they thought about it. And the, you know, the point is police in the past wouldn't have acted like this. And a lot of times they would shoot them or taser them. You hear about autistic people, deaf folks being attacked from behind, people that don't speak English. It's scary because a lot of cops out there really are PTSD, loose cannons, whatever the case is. And they've been taught you're going to be backed up whatever you do. The main reason I wanted him in studio, and I heard him say this months ago on 590 AM, he said, follow whatever order you're given, even if you think it's unlawful, and you won't get hurt. Well, actually, there's Supreme Court and state rulings that we have a right to defend ourselves with force from unlawful, unconstitutional orders and directives of police. In fact, guys, you print me some case examples of that. I know there's hundreds of them about court rules. You have a right to defend yourself from police outside of their duties or court rules. Like I'll search it because I have to come up with the exact term. Indiana passed a law allowing deadly force against police to try to enter your home without a warrant. I mean, these have always been on the book, but they're having to pass new laws stating that you have a right that when they're outside of their lawful duties to resist. We incorporate cities and we hire police officers to then be professional citizen arrest powers. That's all they have. And now they, like a union, want to get rid of our right to be armed, our right to defend ourselves, and our right to have due process. I've got a bunch of other news on Ukraine. Also, California college student teaches school $50,000 lesson on Constitution, Fox News. Remember, he got cited and arrested for handing out pocket constitutions at the college. And he's now won $50,000. They violated his rights. That just shows how warped the school is to say, oh, to have an official event, you've got to be sanctioned by us. Well, you're allowed to physically hand out whatever you want. You're allowed to hand out Christmas cards that say, I love Jesus on them. The school can't be, if it takes taxpayer money, officially pushing a religious view. And the same thing with a First Amendment view just for speech. So there you go, another example. And people see this everywhere, you know, cops coming over and saying, I've had Austin cops come over and say, turn your camera off, you can't film. And I'm 100 yards from what they're doing. And I go, nope, First Amendment, well, I'm going to arrest you. Well, I don't want to have to sue you, officer, but, you know, please don't violate my First Amendment. And they'll back off. In other cities, I've been arrested for filming. And my cameramen have. And Rob do want a big lawsuit with Pittsburgh. And, I mean, he had to do it. He was up on top of a hill filming police attack peaceful college students. The day after G20 ended, they came up to mainstream media, said, you're mainstream media, you're mainstream. Who are you with? Oh, I'm with Texas Television, InfoWars. Well, we're going to arrest you. You're not allowed to be out here. In America, on a hill over a university, aiming a camera down 300 yards. That's America. The cops actually believe that and treat you like you're in an occupied third world country. Let's go to Thomas. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. You there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had the pleasure of meeting you in San Antonio at the gun rally. I was standing behind you while you were interviewing Sergeant Slaughter, and one of his cronies pushed me out of the way because I was getting too close to the king, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, and I interviewed the San Antonio police chief. Yeah, we did an open carry demonstration, and I had my M4 strapped to my back along with about 1,500 other Texans. And, you know, the police didn't implement their law against open carry, even though it's unconstitutional. They backed off that day, didn't they?
It was a good thing, you know. But once everybody started dwindling down, you could see then they starting putting pressure on people to get out of there. But
that's right. Well, we're enemies, you know. We're the food. Got to be kept in line. Go ahead.
One of the reasons I called, though, to tell you, I worked for an old company in 2010 over in Iraq, and when I was there, there were no banks. There were no debt there, and we drilled the well. And we made tremendous amounts of oil, so the plan was to extract the natural resources. And I still keep in contact with the friends I made there locally, and now they all have credit cards and banks all over northern Iraq.
Well, that's why the globalists come in and take down sovereign nations, is they want to get you into their debt money system. You're absolutely right.
There was the shadow investor that was called Chamaran Petroleum, chamaranpetroleum.com. It just looks evil, and the literal translation for it is King of Serpents, is what they call themselves. So, I mean, I'm a religious person, so it just seemed bad to me all the way around. I got out of that business because it just didn't feel right, if you know what I mean.
I hear you. What else did you want to talk about?
I witnessed a wreck over in Pleasanton, Texas. I'm still in the oil field down here in South Texas. I witnessed the wreck, and I pulled over a truck. It was during that first ice storm in January. A truck ran into the back of a little car and then took off. He left that car crash. I got out to wave traffic away from this car until police arrived. And the guys were unconscious when I got there. They woke up. They were really hurt. This truck had smashed into them and then drove off. And when the cops got there, the first thing they asked me was, were you in the wreck? I said, no. I said, it's these gentlemen over here. And he walks up to the gentleman, and instead of seeing if they're all right, he asked, have you guys been drinking?
Well, that's because it's not protected service, raise revenue, put as many people as they can in prison.
Hey, Alex, can you please, in your Star Wars deep voice, can you say Sean is so trendy for me?
Tom is so trendy?
Sean is so trendy.
Oh, Sean is so trendy. Sean is listening to the InfoWar. We'll be right back.
From the Berkey Guy, now comes Survival K Food Storage. All natural canned meats with no MSG, fillers, or chemicals, and with up to a 15-year shelf life. On sale this week, 12 14.5-ounce cans of ground beef was $123, now just $113. Or 12 28-ounce cans was $164, now only $154. Free shipping within the U.S. Go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Have you tried everything and your health is still not improving? In 2008, I was dying with Lyme's disease with daily PTSD. I lost everything. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and the RNA drops. I'm Matthew David Hurtado, author of Misfit to Millions. I want to give you one free bottle of RNA drops when you purchase my book while supplies last. RNA drops saved my life, and that was just the beginning. Take your power back now. Visit GetTheDrops.com. That's GetTheDrops.com. My shocking book, Misfit to Millions, puts the gurus to rest and it puts the product to the test. RNA Drops. GetTheDrops.com. Visit GetTheDrops.com today or call 888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. If you want to change your life, you've got to change your life.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles.
Polio outbreak. As the media is billing, it isn't really a polio outbreak when you read the fine print. It's polio-like neurological disorders they believe caused by some type of virus. And I have a whole stack of news. We're going to cover this on the nightly news some more tonight, but later in the next hour I'll get into it. most of the new polio type cases worldwide have been directly, even in mainstream news, connected to the vaccines. Just like whooping cough on the West Coast has been connected to the vaccines. People get it from the vaccine. And I believe, from the evidence, that's where this is coming from. But here's a headline. Paralysis cases spike in wake of Bill Gates' polio vaccination effort. Infowars.com. And the article links through to the EU chairman of the World Health Organization and others, and the Times of India, you name it. Here's NBC. Bill Gates' polio vaccine program caused 47,500 cases of paralysis and death. That's just some of it. The live polio vaccine that's still being given, even though it's illegal in the U.S., is just simply devastating. So some of that's coming up as well. The Supreme Court is coming out expanding police searches of homes without warrants. 'Tis the season to overthrow the Republic. I'm going to go back to your calls briefly. Remember, we're listener-supported. That's why I bring you the very best products we can. You hear a lot of talk out there about gravity-fed filters. I only sell the very best. That's ProPure and the Pro One system that cuts out the glyphosates, the fluoride, all of it. And it's better quality and is the same price or less than leading competitors. And when you put in promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com, you get 10% off the already lowest price. And we have the full selection of Pro One. And we have several other brands as well that are a little bit less, that aren't quite as good, but are more affordable. So we carry really high-quality water filtration systems. That's a great way to start your path towards health. With all these designer viruses, chemicals, biologicals out there, you know, my uncle and cousin died of viral pneumonia with bacterial complications in December and January of this year, December of last year, my cousin. And I was talking to John Harmon of Genesis, three gold brokers that are in the same building, because Midas Resources is the parent company, guys that I've known a long time, died. And they would get chest infections, and one had a heart attack from it, and the other two died from it, directly from it. And they said, oh, yeah, there's a mystery illness filling up the hospitals in Minnesota. Same thing at the hospital my uncle died in Tyler, Texas. They, for 4 days, were turning away all patients because they were full of people dead and dying from this stuff. And I have had this stuff for 3 weeks and have been fighting it and feel like my throat is raw meat. So thank God I'm on the Nation Iodine. Thank God I'm on the Survival Shield. Thank God I'm on the purified water. All this is helping me. But InfoWarsLife.com, we get the Survival Shield that's helped all my organs and glands. It does amazing things. We have the Fluoride Shield. It's the Nation Iodine and five other compounds detoxed by fluoride, also heavy metals and other toxins. And we have Super Male Vitality. We're running that 15% off special into next week. And we did sell out of it, but more just came in yesterday. A limited supply, because the word's gotten out on this. This was kind of a sleeper product. At first, it wasn't selling well at all, and now we can't even produce enough of it because it has the 8 super herbs concentrated. Because the word is getting out. People are reordering. They're telling friends about it. It works for women as well. Super Male Vitality. But we're going to come out with a female version that's tweaked. Has a few different things in it. Women really, really like this. I'll just leave it at that. The energy, the health, the vitality triggers your body to give you a good hormonal balance from the research we've done. Super Male Vitality, InfoWarsLife.com, or calling toll-free 888-253-3139, and you can ask about the specials and get them there. All right, we're going to come back right now with more of your phone calls. We got a special guest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.